Philadelphia's renowned Odunde Festival takes place this weekend, celebrating 50 years. What started as a celebration of African-American heritage has since transformed into a massive street festival that spans roughly a dozen blocks in Southwest Center City. From the beginning, it has been, and it remains, a family-run operation. WHYY's Eric Nixon tells us the story.
We have survived 50 years. No one thought we would survive 50 years. And to make it 50 years is nothing but God.
Oshun Bumi Fernandez West is CEO of the Odunde Festival, one of the country's largest cultural events, attracting over 500,000 people each year to Philly's South Street. She attributes its growing success and sustainability to devotion, faith, and family.
There's no person that can say, oh, I'm the reason. No, there's not. I can't even take that credit. And I will never take that credit. You know, we have survived because God loves Odunde. And every second Sunday in June, he reminds everybody, I am God.
Fernandez West has been running the festival for over half her life at this point, taking over for her mother at the age of 22.
So much weight I was carrying on my shoulders, but I said, before the grace of God, I survived, and I was able to take care of my mom and keep her legacy alive simultaneously.
Fernandez West says she's dedicated her life to carrying her mother's vision to new heights. Under her leadership, it has expanded from a small celebration of African-American heritage to a powerhouse festival that occupies nearly a dozen city blocks along South Street in Southwest Center City.
So many people are telling me that, oh, they'll never let you have a procession down the South Street to the Schuylkill River. They'll never let you shut the streets down so you can have the vendors and have the stage and all. And so what I like to tell people is that everyone wants the spotlight, but nobody wants the heat that comes along with it.
The festival, taking place every second Sunday in June, has accumulated over $28 million in revenue for the city, an estimate that has surely grown since being last reported in 2015.
Many businesses, over 150 arts and crafts and food vendors, those are all entrepreneurs, okay? The tax revenue, we create over $700,000 tax revenue for the city of Philadelphia in a 10-hour period. No other culture, no other cultural festival has that type of economic impact.
West's eldest son, Adeniyi Ogundana, was recently named COO for Odunde's operations and plans to keep the family legacy alive. With the introduction of his project, Odunde Sports, his goal is to unite people through sports, the way Odunde unites the culture.
It's something that I am really passionate about because I love sports so much and I know what it can do for people. And I know my grandma had her baby, which is Odunde, of course. Like my mom has her baby, Odunde 365, which is her baby. And me have my own baby now, being Odunde Sports. I'm really excited for that.
Looking forward, the mother-son duo prepares for this coming Sunday as usual, while preparing to promote for America's 250th and continuing to be vessels of God and keep Odunde going into the future. Eric Nixon, WHYY News.